We're standing in front of what's called the Stanley S. Bergen Building, which is a part of the medical school here on Bergen Street. But 50 years ago, well, it was a site of much controversy because this was the old city hospital, and the health care here was not very good. As a matter of fact, people called it the Martland Meat Market. So if you had to come here, you were really in bad shape. The medical school had taken all the land they wanted. It would have been 150 acres instead of 60 acres. So this was one of the demands we made in the medical school negotiations, because they wanted to build a nice, luxurious hospital and do advanced medicine, you know, maybe some space medicine or something like that, you might think of it. At that time, for example, heart transplants were just coming into being. So they wanted a hospital where they could bring the people in from the suburbs and do the heart transplants, take them out on a helicopter. So we said, no, you can't just come into this city and just be about that kind of medicine. You have to be willing to fix the boils on somebody's ass too, if they need it. The community, all the people who were involved here and people from all over the city, were happy because this was something they could unite around. So we had everybody. We had the NAACP, the Urban League, NAPA, the Committee Against Negro and Puerto Rican Removal. We had all spectrums of the community who united around this 17-acre plan. And that's what we went to the table with. So as negotiations go, you don't get all that you want, but we got a whole lot.
And there's a highway connected in all of this, right?
It was a highway called Route 75, which they planned. It was called a Midtown Connector, which they planned to connect Route 280 in the north with Route 78 in the south. And this was to bring more and more commuters in, so they really wouldn't have to even touch the surface of Newark. And we said, nope, you can't do that. That's gonna take 20 more thousand folks out of their homes. There was a subplot to move this black majority, this increasingly black majority, out of Newark, so that Mad Nijo and whomever he chose to succeed him, since he was planning on running for governor, it was a plan to do that. They will never admit that. But this plan was a highway person's dream. If you got one highway going like this, east and west, and then another highway going east and west, a few miles down the road, you want to connect those two, right? Wrong. So we took a group of white ministers on the bus, along with some Black Panthers, along with my Nappas and the various other folks, and we went down to the State Highway Department. We closed the door and we locked the door. And the Panthers and the Nappas got all over the conference room table and said, under no circumstances will you build that highway here. Now, I'm being polite in the way I'm describing it, but that was the intent and purpose. And apparently they got the message, because a couple of weeks later, I got a call from the State Highway Department director saying, Mr. Williams, we have decided we do not need that highway after all.
Had this highway come here, what would have happened?
In the South Ward, highways destroyed the Jewish community. And in the North Ward, another highway, Route 280, destroyed the Italian community. So you had 78 destroying the Jewish community, 280 destroying the Italian community, and then they were going to run 75 and continue to destroy the Black community.
If the rebellion never happened, there might be a massively large medical school here right now?
Absolutely. People were scared. Nobody wanted violence. I certainly didn't. This was not what we planned. It was a spontaneous, emotional set of activities. But without that invisible brother with the brick sitting with us at the negotiating table, that would not have happened.